U.S. officials said today that they've taken custody of a top al-Qaeda leader identified as the network's top operative for the Persian Gulf region. Abdurrahim Anashiri is said to have been arrested in recent weeks and is being held at an undisclosed location. Anashiri is suspected of planning the attack on the USS Cole off the coast of Yemen 2 years ago and of helping to plan the attacks on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton. And Tom, Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge and other administration officials have been saying recently that they had an identified al-Qaeda, an unidentified senior al-Qaeda leader in custody. Is this the person they've been talking about?
Yes, Robert, this is the one. You're right. Administration officials had been talking about an important al-Qaeda operative they had, and they were saying he'd been providing information to his interrogators. They did not want to reveal his identity, but as a senior U.S. official told me this afternoon, this is the big fish we've been talking about.
Any idea where or how this big fish was captured?
No information on that, Robert. Officials told me that al-Nashiri has been in Yemen quite a bit lately. And of course, that's where six alleged al-Qaeda operatives were killed on November 3rd in that missile strike from an unmanned aircraft. An official tells me that al-Nashiri was captured around the same time as that strike, in other words, a couple of weeks ago. But officials are not confirming he was captured in Yemen. Interestingly, the Yemeni Interior Minister this week said there'd been a seventh person who'd been in that car that was struck by the missile and that he'd gotten away because he left the vehicle shortly before it was hit. But the officials with whom I've spoken say that was not al-Nashiri. So we can't say exactly where or how he was captured, except that it was a couple of weeks ago.
Well, according to U.S. officials, where would Mr. al-Nashiri fit into the al-Qaeda hierarchy?
Well, this official told me that at the time of his capture, al-Nashiri was among the top dozen al-Qaeda leaders still at large. That makes him pretty important, probably the most important al-Qaeda leader taken into custody since Abu Zubaydah was captured last March. He was, remember, al-Qaeda's operations chief. Al-Nashiri was apparently responsible for a lot of al-Qaeda operations in the Arabian Peninsula. That would include, obviously, a lot of very important territory right now, not just Saudi Arabia, but Yemen, Kuwait, Qatar, all the places where the U.S. military has a lot of assets right now. And he's allegedly gone after U.S. interests before. As you said, officials say he played a key role. He wasn't the mastermind, but he did play a key role in the attack 2 years ago on the USS Cole. That was in the port of Aden in Yemen. An official also tells me al-Nashiri may have trained some of the people involved in the attacks on the embassies, U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. And this official says al-Nashiri, just before his arrest, had been involved in planning future attacks on U.S. interests in the Persian Gulf area.
Tom, as you've said, there are a lot of U.S. Military naval assets in the region right now, a lot of U.S. ships, aircraft, troops in the Persian Gulf region. Do they feel any more secure with this guy, knowing that this guy's in custody?
They certainly are very happy about this arrest. But as one official told me, even in Yemen, where al-Qaeda's operations have clearly been very seriously disrupted, there's still a network there. So you've got arguably the very top people of the al-Qaeda cell in Yemen in custody. There's also a young man, 21-year-old Mohsen al-Fadli, who's alleged to be a senior al-Qaeda operative in Kuwait. He was arrested in Kuwait. He also was planning activities in Yemen. But even with all these arrests and the attack, this official told me the al-Qaeda network in Yemen is damaged, but it's not dead. There's been additional apparent al-Qaeda activity in Kuwait just today, Robert. Another report of a shooting there. Mm-hmm. Two U.S. soldiers shot this morning on a highway. So still a threat to U.S. interests in the region, officials say.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Gelton speaking to us from the Pentagon.